It's every Red Raider's favorite podcast. This is the Tech Talk Podcast from Double T 97.3, presented by Cantex Roofing and Construction.
I'm Mike Hebert, owner of Cantex Roofing and Construction. Every day is game day, and we'll get it right when it comes to your roofing, construction, windows, and mirrors. Call Cantex Roofing and Construction today. Together, we are one serving you.
Hey, what's happening? Happy Friday. Good afternoon, and welcome to Tech Talk right here on Double T 97.3, DoubleT973.com, and the Double T 97.3 mobile app. Brought to you, as always, by our friends at Happy State Bank. Yours on television, Fox 34 News Now. However, wherever you're joining us from, we are glad that you've chosen to make us part of your Friday. Alongside Mike Gustafson, I'm Choice Woodman. We got Brennan Riker across the way taking care of us. Hit us up with your thoughts, your comments, your questions, your score predictions, whatever you got, bring it all in on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. Through that Double T 97.3 mobile app, you can even listen in on Mafia Island, Tanzania, if you so choose. I'm sure they got the internet out there. What's up, Gus?
I'm kind of coming in hot. Just felt like it's been crammed.
I agree.
The morning job was sort of a spring cornhole day, you know, kind of a fun day.
Okay.
Cornhole. I mean, we worked up until noon, and then.
Did you win?
No, we won a couple of games, and it's kind of randomly assigned deal, but just fun thing, you know. And then I had like two errands to run between there and here, you know, two stops, drop some stuff off, you know, and I'm like, it's 2:40. Do I have enough time to do this? Yeah, I do. You know, come running in here at 2:59, and it's been one of those days. It's all good.
And there's baseball tonight too.
Yeah, exactly.
It doesn't stop.
It truly is one of those deals. Like, man, you know, you don't want to get up at, you don't want to leave the house at 7, going, it's going to be like a 15-hour day, because most of it's, especially today, most of it's fun. But it's one of those days where my mental checklist is just jam packed. Now the good news is most of that stuff's off the list right now. But yeah, just. Yep. Coming in hot, like, dude, settle down and breathe, man. It's time to talk sports for a couple hours.
Settle down and breathe, yes. And then hopefully
get it done tonight.
Get it done tonight, no doubt. You got a good opponent coming in, West Virginia. Maybe the hottest team in the Big 12 right now?
Well, in some ways, you know, not picked to do a lot. They lost a lot from last year.
Yeah.
And they've got a coach retiring. And so you never know what – you know, how that plays out in terms of, you know, their excitement for him, and just, you know, sometimes there's some magic and stuff like that. And one thing that's not magic, that's real, is J.J. Weatherholt. I mean, his name's going to
really
be called
good.
At the tippy top of the draft. Like, he's been forecast to go as high or higher than Josh Young went.
Yeah.
And so that's a really – interesting player to watch, and it's all about the offense for him. And the key thing with him in terms of, because the hit thing is for real, the hitter in him, and he was, you know, he was the Big 12 player of the year last year and Team USA guys as a more primarily second base. The thing for him coming into the season was, hey, if that guy can play shortstop, he's going to be the second pick or the fourth pick or whatever,
right?
And then he had the hamstring deal, and so, which has kind of been a little bit of a chronic thing for him. And so, what happens with this draft status, I don't know. But him swinging the stick here this weekend is, I assume, going to be a big part of the. I mean, that's a big part of their story. It's who they are, and
sure,
you know, he's one of those guys that you want him to get out of here having a reasonably sane weekend. don't go crazy there, fella. And then, you know, we all want to be sitting around a couple of years going, hey, did you see J.J. Weatherholt made his big league debut, to, you know, with the Washington Nationals or whatever? And, you know, it's kind of easy to root for those guys if you can survive them.
Right, if you can survive them.
I don't want to be going, remember that guy that went 11 for 13 with four home runs against us?
Yeah,
made his
us.
Big league debut.
Yeah, I don't want one of those weekends for
right.
sure. But
and he's only playing in like his 13th, 14th games of the year. So
yeah.
It's been a late start for him, and you worry about him heating up at some point. But.
No doubt. We'll talk plenty of Tech baseball tonight, no doubt. Or I should say this afternoon and tonight. Red Raiders in West Virginia. We got some new college football rules on the table.
Yeah, we'll, big one.
We'll get into that. Yeah, a couple of big ones.
One that seems like it kind of seems surprising when you think about it. Like, why haven't they been doing that for the last 40 years?
You're talking about the
2 minute,
the 2 minute warning. Yeah, I've always thought. I mean, makes sense. Why why don't you do it? I guess because the college football games were already so long. Now that they're starting to
and the. Clock,
set the ball.
The clock thing got a little tighter. Has always been tighter. You can get out of bounds. You know all that. But
yeah.
It's not a terrible surprise, and I think it's always been a neat aspect of the NFL games that seems like it'll play well with college games.
Yeah, I think so.
I'm looking forward to that.
We'll update the latest on the transfer portal, both football and basketball. We've had some more entries and exits since we. Since we last spoke yesterday, lots of little odds and ends to get into over the next 3 hours or so. But, a guy we mentioned yesterday, Jaden Rashada, right back in the portal. That guy is – have you seen the timeline on Jaden Rashada?
Golly.
It's pretty fascinating.
Yeah,
to
it
see,
is.
To
I
see.
Saw a message board guy on Twitter going having fun with that.
Yeah, so Jaden Rashada –
he's been busy.
Hunt down his timeline here. June 2022, commits to Miami. November 2022, decommits from Miami, flips to Florida. December 2022, signs his letter of intent with Florida. January 2023, decommits from Florida because, well, he thought he was getting more cash than he actually did. February 2023, commits to Arizona State. And now April 2024, we're back in the transfer portal because it wasn't all he thought at Arizona State. So,
golly,
he played three games last year,
right? And at what point does the college football world go? Hey, chill out.
Or to everybody?
I'm just saying to him.
Yeah.
I mean, but you know,
not as good as you think you are.
That's what I'm getting at. Like, hey, dude, you're going to get sane money, not crazy money, because you've played three games. Till now, you've been all about the promise and the five star and all that. Well, now we've got some stuff on film, and here you are, and I'm not giving you $900,000.
Who is the kid that bounced around from like Ohio State to Miami to, he had the,
oh, I was thinking of the West Virginia quarterback that went from USC that, but that was kind of pre-portal.
Was it Greer? Yeah.
The podcast put together with Red Raider fans in mind. This is the Tech Talk Podcast from Double T 97.3, presented by Cantex Roofing and Construction.
That's right. It's time for the juice. Part of Tech Talk here on Double T 97.3 and the Double T 97.3 mobile app. Choice Woodman, Mike Gustafson sitting in the First United Bank studio. Your headlines for this Friday afternoon, April the 19th. Tech Baseball, of course, highlights it for us as the Red Raiders coming up against West Virginia at home tonight. Be a 6 o'clock coverage start time. First pitch will go off at 7:30. You'll find the game on Double T 97.3, the first of a three-game series. Texas Tech sitting squarely in sixth place in the league, the only 500 team currently in the Big 12. West Virginia right now in second place after OU won last night. So West Virginia is a half game back of OU, who won over BYU.
Feels a little bit weird with those standings in terms of how Texas has had these and even Oklahoma. Texas has some colossal midweek failings, plus a series loss at home to BYU. And then you think about OU and, like, how did those dudes get swept in Norman by Lamar? You know, like,
I mean, TCU
and then they
lost
just,
this week to,
right,
to ACU.
Right.
It's just like,
and there's always some Tuesday peril in there, but that Texas deal feels like, man, he like, you know, you kind of want to think, hey, he's in trouble, but then you look at it and go, oh, they are 9-6. You know, now they may have a little more heft left in their schedule, but still.
Yeah, I mean, but when you think about it, Tech has largely taking care of business in the midweek and not as much in conference play, and then the other way around for some other teams. They've been able to handle it in conference play, but not in the midweek. And it's really spelled out to a pretty average Big 12 league this year, average to below average. So, yeah, that Texas team you mentioned, 76th in the RPI right now.
Not Tech.
Texas team you mentioned.
Said, I thought you said Tech.
No, that Texas team you mentioned after the loss to UTR, Rio Grande Valley. Yeah, Tech 33rd currently.
I thought you were starting to say Tech 76. No. Like, hold on now, fella.
No, no.
We dropped 40
points. Bad guys. The bad guys.
No, I'm with you.
No,
yeah,
West Virginia, 27th. So you're fighting the team right above you as far as Big 12 RPI goes. Tech and West Virginia battling tonight. Once again, you can find it. Yeah. At 6:30 on Double T97.3. Texas Rangers yesterday took down the Tigers 9-7, so they won that series 3 out of 4, and they get rewarded with a trip to Atlanta to play a pretty darn good Braves team. That series will get underway tonight. We'll pick it up in progress following Tech and West Virginia on Double T97.3. Houston Astros in action this evening as well as they head east to take on the Washington Nationals. Astros trying to just get off the mat and all. They have really, really struggled this year against anybody not named Texas. I think the Astros have 6 wins this year, and 4 of them are against the Rangers.
Wow. Yeah, they really, yeah. They're,
is that right?
They're trying to get some dudes healthy, and but, yeah, that's kind of ugly.
So
it's awful early as well.
It's because the Rangers are their Super Bowl. Well, yeah, everybody knows it. The Rangers are the Astros Super Bowl, so they just pour it all
What's
out.
What's the little kid brother thing?
That's exactly right. It's their Super Bowl. High school baseball, Friendship versus Permian tonight. They'll play game 2 of that series after Friendship won game 1 last night. It's a 6 o'clock first pitch. You'll find it on Sunny 97.7. Lubbock Cooper and Coronado. Nice little bout there going on at 7 o'clock. You can find that one on 100.7, the score. Should be a pretty good game in that contest. Texas Tech women's tennis playing against top-ranked Oklahoma State today. Men's tennis against number 9, Oklahoma. Tech softball at number 6, Oklahoma State. So they open up a new series. Tech track at the Michael Johnson Invitational down in Waco today. And Texas Tech women's golf in action in day 2 action of the Big 12 Championships down in Hockley, Texas. Not Hockley County, just Hockley, Texas. The Lady Raider golf team currently sitting in a tie for 7th place as they have just wrapped up their second round. 20 over par for the Lady Raiders. Texas leading the tournament at 1 over as a group. Houston is 2nd at 6 over. You two can join us. Whatever thoughts, comments, questions you want to bring in, you can do so via the Yates Flooring Center chat line through that Double T97.3 mobile app. You know what tomorrow is, Gus?
420.
Man, you were quick to that. We need to have a talk. I got a list here of 10 ways to tell if a person is secretly a stoner.
It was the Willie Nelson thing. We had the concert the other night. You didn't go, did you?
I didn't. I wanted to. I heard he played for 45 minutes, which was what I expected.
Kind of remarkable for a
91-year-old. 91 years old,
He.
I did want to, but I was tied up doing the, was it the National Football Foundation?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Dinner thing, so. Yeah. Did you go?
Nope. I have seen him before. It's been 30 years. Yeah.
So back when he wore that Tech jersey and all
the stadiums, I think that was the Jones Stadium concert that he did.
Oh, that was.
And that was about 90, 91.
Okay.
And then, yeah, Clint and I had this conversation and got it all cleaned up, and now I've already forgotten the.
Yeah, I know what you're talking
sequencing,
about.
Sequencing, but but I think he did Pike Fest maybe in 91, 92 or whatever, which is essentially a big concert. And as I recall, it was in the Civic Center, like where the kickoff luncheon is in there. What's that room? The convention hall or whatever at the Civic Center. And so I have seen him. And it feels kind of like it feels kind of bucket listy to want to see him now, because you're going, hey, you
sure,
wanna, like,
sure,
if you want to check that box, if you want to scratch that itch, you better do it. Because even if he lives however many more years, how long is he capable of getting on that plane, flying somewhere, and playing?
It's pretty amazing he can still do it right now. So yeah.
Yes, it really is. Anyway, but yeah, let's hear your list.
I'm going to zip through this because I think Clint may have touched it earlier. If they call it marijuana, they don't smoke. So you know that that's not. If they call it weed, they do. Okay. If they're American, they know offhand how many grams are in an ounce.
It's a no metric conversion.
They already know that.
They're oddly specific about all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Let's see. This one says, I had a boss asked to see my lighter once. I handed it to him. He turned it upside down and observed the bottom edges smudge of black tar from where I smashed the bowl down after I light it. Okay. He said, I thought so. He smoked weed too. Okay.
I was going to say, he knew to do that. Yeah, he probably knew all the tricks, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yep. That's what I thought, Riker.
I'm just reading the highlights.
Here's your lighter back.
I'm probably closer to being an alcoholic.
They have an unusual affinity for band t-shirts.
Oh, yeah, like concert.
Okay.
Yeah, all right.
They're always the most relaxed, reasonable person in the group who laughs at your jokes and doesn't give a crap. Jamie is the only one that laughs at my jokes on my show, so...
And he's the one that's taken the weekend off for 420,
usually is.
So maybe...
He's usually fairly relaxed.
A little closet... closeted.
I think we're on to something here.
I know.
They always go out on their lunch break, but you have no idea where they go. Okay.
Where'd you go? I don't know.
That's Josh Popple in the building. So there we go. All right, y'all can hit us up. Whatever thoughts, comments you got, bring those in on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. We're going to go over some of the new rules in college football, because some pretty interesting ones there. Talk some Tech baseball on the other side. You're listening to Tech Talk here on Double T 97.3.
The podcast put together with Red Raider fans in mind. This is the Tech Talk Podcast from Double T 97.3, presented by Cantex Roofing and Construction.
Thanks for joining us on a Friday. You're listening to Tech Talk on Double T 97.3 and DoubleT973.com. Joyce Woodman, Mike Gustafson hanging with you today. Keep your thoughts, comments, questions, whatever you got. Bring it all in on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. We'll get back to some of that here in a moment. Quick, tiny skosh of news. Rangers have optioned Jack Leiter to AAA. Wasn't the greatest outing. Recalled right-hander Owen White. So,
yeah, and they'll want to keep him in rotation and keep him starting and –
kind of anticipated this would happen, and doesn't mean he won't pitch up again this year, but he got his major league debut out of the way. Now
check that box and go back to work, and
yep,
hopefully they won't need him back in the big leagues. Doesn't mean he can't pitch his way back to the big leagues, but
right,
as dudes get healthy, then hopefully they can get healthy and stay healthy, and they won't need maybe some doubleheader help every once in a while, the six starter type thing, but we'll see.
Got a few new rules in college football. Saw this a little earlier this afternoon. We knew, 2 months ago maybe, that these were proposals. These would go to the oversight committee and get voted on. And your rules are the big ones, a 2-minute warning has been implemented. This makes a lot of sense. You're going to have a 2-minute warning. This is almost purely about money, right? Because it gives you that extra commercial break.
Sure.
Which is ESPN, Fox, they've got to love that.
It's what the NFL does. I mean, we always get a break of whatever length.
It's about money, but it also just puts a new wrinkle of strategy into the game. And I do like that.
Yeah, there's two.
That, hey, okay, we're going to play around the 2-minute warning. This
how
is
how you use the timeout this, around.
Yeah,
it,
how your timeouts are used may make coaches less cautious on using a timeout earlier in the half if you've got that 2-minute warning sitting there at the end. So you'll have a two-minute warning in the NFL in both halves. You will have sideline technology now on two fronts. They will have the tablets, the iPads there that the NFL has. Those have not been allowed up to this point. And this isn't, I don't believe you can use live video on this. This is, I think these are still frames that you're supposed to see, but not 100% sure on that.
It can't be connected.
Yeah, you got it.
To project larger additional images, cannot include the analytics data, access capability, or other communication access.
I mean, it's just still shots,
you
right?
You got 18 tablets for booth, sideline, and locker room.
There you go.
Yeah.
And then the other one that's a huge one is helmet technology has come in. We saw this implemented in several bowl games, including Texas Tech.
Including ours, yeah.
Against Cal. Now, it will be different than it was there in – at least from what I'm reading, you had in the Tech Cal game, you had three players on each side that could have three players on the field at a time, offense or defense, that could have that helmet communication going on, and there was no cutoff. Like, there wasn't a cutoff like they have in the NFL and like you will have in college football.
Because we had joked that you could theoretically have the guy going, watch the linebacker here, you know, like
or
OC.
Hey, he's open. Don't.
Right, yeah, deep guy. What's that safety?
Down the sideline.
You know, just, yeah, all of that stuff stops now. 15 seconds prior to the snap, or 15 seconds left on the play clock. I started to say pitch clock. Play clock.
We're in baseball season.
Yeah. Or when the ball is snapped, whichever comes first.
No, we were actually talking with Coach Kittley before the bowl game about that.
It's I mean, I remember that.
Theoretically, hey, you could do this. You could
try not to be too noisy.
But you don't want to, you know,
just
get
crush
into the quarterback's
guy.
Head. And
he's a yeah.
So anyway, so you get this where at just like the pro play clock, when the play clock hits 15 seconds, or when the ball is snapped, whichever comes first, that communication, the comms, will cut off. Now, I don't know how this all works. If there's a universal, hey, this is the company we're going to use, like the NFL does, because there's got to be something or someone that monitors that, like the NFL, right? That it actually is getting cut off.
Mm-hmm.
Or if, there's got to be something that can monitor that. That
makes me wonder who gets to roam around and monitor that, and who gets to roam around and go, hey, they're up there in the home video booth watching replay, you know, or whatever,
right,
with abusing the tablet privilege. It's almost like that stuff has to – there's got to be somebody
walking around
from the Big 12 that sort of oversight.
You know that that's being done in the NFL. I mean, you know that they monitor all of that stuff. They're very strict on that sort of thing. But in college football, you've got, what, five times the amount of teams in college football that you do in the NFL. So – I don't know quite how that looks or how that will go, but it's the game progressing, moving towards technology, those sorts of things. I don't have a problem with any of these rules.
No, I don't either.
I think
as long as it's fair for everybody, I'm good with it.
I'm very pro 2-minute warning. I like that. I like the strategy that comes with it. I think it gives you another wrinkle at the end of the game that's pretty.
Yeah, the coach comm thing
pretty
seems
fun.
Like a no-brainer.
I mean, why wouldn't you use it if you have that technology?
Takes away all the sign stealing and all that. I mean, just seems like it – again, those two things right there feel like should have done this a long time ago. I didn't really have thoughts about the tablets and that kind of thing, but that also doesn't really – that doesn't seem like a big deal.
But the fascinating part of this is this all from – does this all stem from Michigan last year?
Well, I know. It is kind of interesting.
I mean, is that what really pushed it forward?
Definitely the pitch comm.
Coach comm.
I mean,
that.
Because here's what I would say. You and I are saying that's the Michigan thing, but we're also – what we're not saying is – remember when all that was going on? Like, hey, if you think Michigan's the only one doing this, you're crazy.
No. Yeah.
And so – because that had been going on even around our league, you know, you always heard whispers around Iowa State, you know, like, hey, I'll swing over here, get ready, you know. And so, which, you know, whether that was true or not, and now it's like,
I mean, heck,
short of you hacking somebody's Bluetooth or whatever. I don't know how you know.
Yeah, I mean, heck, the Matt Wallerstedt thing. Remember that? You hear when he left that there was some disgruntlement and that there may have been some signs handed off to the next opponent for Texas Tech. And,
oh, yeah, that's right.
I mean, there was – I'm trying to think if there was another instance of it. I know Cliff Kingsbury went through it a couple of times where he felt like – there were sign stealing issues. So, you know, it's kind of the same. I mean, we saw baseball go to it first, the PitchCom thing.
I got no problem if your middle linebacker goes, hey, every time they yell Delta Delta, they throw that little out route or whatever. Then I go, that's you needing to clean up your shop and me being smart.
Sure.
Just as Houston watching Ryan Free and seeing the little elbow or the wrist or whatever and going, hey, he's throwing a curveball. I got no problem with that. You start using technology. Like, hey, if you're going to use technology, then let me use technology, and let's not use technology so that we're not, you know, let's even this thing up. But I got no.
The podcast that finishes your workday in a very Red Raider way. This is the Tech Talk Podcast from Double T 97.3, presented by Cantex Roofing and Construction.
It is Tech Talk on Double T 97.3 and DoubleT973.com, the Double T 97.3 mobile app, which you can carry anywhere with you in your pocket, even listening up in Dummer, New Hampshire, if you so choose. Alongside Mike Gustafson, I'm Choice Woodman. Brennan Riker back behind the glass handling us today. Keep the thoughts coming in, your comments, your questions, whatever you want to talk about, bring it in on the Yates Flooring Center chat line via that Double T 97.3 mobile app. Got plenty to still get into over the next couple of hours or so. Gus, did you see the good news for everybody's eyes out there? If you value your eyesight,
okay.
There was some good news in the world of sports that happened, or that was kind of thrown out there today.
Oh, no, I didn't. I thought you were going to have to do with, like, don't, if you stared in an eclipse,
you're going to be okay?
Yeah.
No, maybe. I don't know. If you haven't gone blind yet, you're probably okay.
Yeah, I think it's like kind of a 12-hour deal. That's my understanding. Like, if you do the eclipse thing, you don't just go, that wasn't so bad, because I think the burn stuff settles in later or whatever, but yeah.
So, the good news is, Oregon basketball tweeted out a picture of its court.
Ah, there we go.
It has been shaved off. They are
really.
They're
just going to a straight
starting clean. We don't know what they're going to put. They could put more trees.
I was going to say, I don't know if I trust them to tone it down.
More trees for all we know.
Oh my gosh.
It could be a fully green court or a fully yellow court. We don't know.
It makes you wonder if they're entering the Big 12 going, you know what, let's take it down a notch. Let's just focus on
Let's ease up. Not so many trees where we're going to lose the ball in the midst of the trees.
Make our new friends our new friends from the east, hate us right off the get-go there.
So Oregon had the worst court in college basketball, right?
Mm-hmm.
Followed by TCU at second. Maybe.
Yeah, feels that way.
That one's pretty ugly down there in Fort Worth. So, TCU, you're on the clock. Oregon's made the move. You guys want to go ahead and change that ugly-looking court out, you can do that.
There's another, like, MAC school or Midwest school that had, like, their skyline.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe an HBCU school that has the skyline of the city in silhouette.
I thought Memphis had it. Mm. Memphis has a court.
Oh, like, no, okay. Memphis has a gray court that's, like... Or is theirs blue? They've got some really... I know what you're talking about. I think it's
Atlanta school.
Is it? Okay. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I've seen the court. There's another one. I think it's FIU that has the beach like on their court where there's water coming up on the side.
One thing about it, that's probably more distracting for TV watchers than players. You know?
Well, if there's not a defined line that's easy to see, that's got to be hard to on the out-of-bounds stuff,
you would
too,
think the
right?
The boundary thing needs to be pretty pronounced if you're going to do all of that kind of nonsense.
I would think, but yes, generally I'd agree with you. It's more distracting for TV watchers than players. Has to be. So, yeah, just a little bit of news there to pass along on that front. Got a couple of stats for you. you're a baseball guy. You tend to like stats from what I can gather.
Oh.
Have you seen
Paul Quinn in Dallas has the Dallas skyline.
Paul Quinn?
Paul Quinn.
That's a school.
Yep. And yeah.
What level school is
oh,
that?
Oh, college. They used to be in the conference. They used to play LCU all the time.
Oh, my gosh. That's not just a skyline. That yeah, sucker's black.
Right.
And that's a black court.
And the white thing is the pronounced, and it's kind of got a patent shine to it.
Goodness.
That's the one I'm thinking of right there.
Yeah, I feel like the lights would shine off that yeah. so brightly, and yeah. it'd be kind of hard to see.
It's cool. It's pretty. But and one thing that's interesting is it's
shiny.
Not busy at all inside the 3-point line. It's
right.
all between 3-point lines. But yeah, that Google Paul Quinn College
wow.
basketball court, and
I've
you'll
never
see
heard
what
of that.
You'll see what we're seeing. Yeah, Paul Quinn used to be like when in the late 80s, like when Curry Blackwell, my friend Curry, played hoops at LCU. That was a regular stop for them. They were in that conference with them, and
yeah,
yeah.
How about Paul Skeens?
Yeah.
Heard of the guy?
Yeah.
He's pretty good.
He's on one of my fantasy teams as I patiently await his arrival in the big leagues.
Well, I don't know that how much longer you're going to have to wait. He's had 4 AAA starts this year. The numbers for Skeens, 12 and two-thirds innings, not just a ton of throwing, but he's given up in his 4 starts 0 runs, 5 total hits in 4 starts, 27 strikeouts, 4 walks.
And Jace Young was at least 2 of those Ks, 2 of those punches.
That's unbelievable.
And
that's
and
crazy.
Yeah,
numbers.
It is. He's so ready. And you know, their challenge there is to provide some level of load management because they don't want Skeens going out and throwing 230 innings and
exactly.
falling apart. But he can help them
yeah,
for sure.
Immediately.
Yeah. And so the you know, we saw the Marlins get Max Meyer up, who was a University of Minnesota kid. In fact, we were going to get to face him, Texas Tech was, in 2020, not long after the COVID break, because West Virginia was coming here in 2020 when it all ended.
Yeah.
Like, they didn't get on the plane, and that was that. But I think a week or two after that, Minnesota was coming here. Max Meyer was
yeah.
going to pitch. Well, he started the year with the Marlins, and this got a lot of publicity. Threw like 3 times, started, and was money, like 2 runs and 15 innings or whatever, and then got sent down. Now, why'd they do that? Well, they're trying to manage the load on a 23-year-old arm right there, and probably along the lines of the lighter thing, like, hey, let's get him down, keep him in rotation, and manage him at a because they're less worried about him going 110 pitches in this start or that start, but more like, hey, we want him
overall,
to be able to do
yeah.
something in August or – you know, because the innings load on those dudes that are under 24, 25 years old are the ones that are a problem. But Skeens, the Pirates are probably trying to manage him a little bit. But they got a chance to be in the race later on.
Sure.
So Skeens being able to give them, you know, 2 or 3, however they decide to utilize that, but being able to give them 8, maybe 80 innings down the stretch could help them.
No question. All right, bring your thoughts in on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. I've neglected the chat line a little. We'll get to some of that coming up next. Get Brennan's play of the day as well. You're listening to Tech Talk on Double T97.3.
The podcast that finishes your workday in a very Red Raider way. This is the Tech Talk podcast from Double T97.3, presented by Cantex Roofing and Construction.
Happy Friday, y'all. This is Tech Talk on Double T97.3 and DoubleT973.com. Coming up in 30 minutes, we'll give you another secret word of the day. Keep you updated on that. What's the rain forecast look like for tomorrow? A little dicey. We're going to get rain tomorrow. It's just how much and what time. Like, hopefully, you could squeeze in 3 or 4 hours where you can get a baseball game in. That's the idea. I think we got a 2:00 first pitch, so we may be. There's a chance that could be a little delayed.
Maybe a little delay, but hopefully that's the question here. Maybe that thing can,
yeah, get
clean up enough. I think it's going to be gray and wet and dreary all day. So
sure,
don't know that there's going to be any ideal time for, you know, beautiful baseball. But
yeah.
a beautiful day for baseball, rather. But
yeah, I don't know if we're going to see the sun the whole week.
I know. And we saw West it Virginia all week, and it was awesome around here this week.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like,
and West Virginia's going to feel right at home.
No, well, John and I did a little thing with Coach Mazie today, and he goes, and you know, we were like, well, it sounds like John said something like, you know, near the end of the thing after we'd talked through some players and stuff, he's like, sounds like we need to bring our rain gear. He was like, yeah, the Mountaineers are built for this. Like, yeah, you are. And I remember going up there. I didn't call the games, but I remember flying up there in 2017, and because I hadn't seen their field, and just I had some airplane miles or whatever, and did this and that, and went to the game, and it was that same thing. Got the game in on Friday, Saturday rain delay, Sunday played a game and a half, whatever, dreary, wet, kind of like this. And so when he said that, and he even said it, kind of chuckled, and probably if I were them, I'd be going, yeah, perfect.
Hey,
we're not playing with the wind blowing out. We're not playing with the wind, with this being some super offensive deal.
Yep, they probably, you know, like this.
Their pitching and kind of how they operate is set up to be sort of similar to the way Tim likes to do it, in terms of, you know, a high end stuff guy that'll probably, like, their best stuff guy I'll throw tonight with some bullpen stuff behind it, and then they want to get their. It would be the fifth week in a row of nine innings out of tomorrow's starter, because he's thrown 4 9-inning games, three of which are complete games, and it's the only reason the other one isn't complete game because he went nine innings in an extra inning game. So 4 weeks in a row he's thrown nine innings. Old school. But he is a pitch mix, solid left-hander, 88, 89, but the dude can pitch. Both sides of the plate, change up, breaking ball, the whole deal. And then try to reset all the bullpen guys that throw tonight for Sunday. And it's proved to be a very much of a winning formula for them, and that's very much what Tim likes to do.
Yep. Someone asked, the plans. We kind of went over this. If the rain – for the rain and game tomorrow, that's from T-Bone, play when you got an opening. I mean, it'll be a 2 o'clock first pitch. But they haven't altered any plans up to this point.
Right. And, and no news – no news on that is good news in terms of them thinking like, hey, we'll be able to play tomorrow at 2. You know, if they come out tonight or first thing in the morning or whatever, but they probably won't say a whole lot if they feel like they can get the game going at 2 or maybe 2:30 or whatever.
Yeah.
My guess is they'll probably take batting practice inside because it looks like we've got a line of storms and stuff blowing through at noon, 12:30.
Sure.
And then this raincast doodad, all the little green blotches go away right at 2 o'clock. So maybe it'll just be gray and dreary.
This one says Pansy baseball players can't play in the rain. Football is the best.
Good God. Is there something new about that? Oh, why not play basketball outside too?
Yeah, that's a great idea. Let's do that.
Add some elements to it. My 3-pointers won't go in. Yeah, the wind's blowing. Pounded rock, get it inside. The wind doesn't knock your dunk out of the way, right?
You know what? There's plenty of West Texas rain games we've had to sit around and wait on here because it's a very rare thing we get rain without lightning in
tough
in
guy,
West Texas.
Tough guy texter.
Surely that guy's joking, right?
Tough guy texter needs a 95-mile-an-hour heater buzzing by his noggin. Wants to go, you know what?
That's a great idea.
Let's not play in the rain.
I don't think he could take a 75 heater.
Take that. You know, probably couldn't handle that. Do you know who our commenter is?
It doesn't have a name.
Another tough guy.
That tough guy. So, Gus, what do we need to see? What do you need to see this weekend? Not just this weekend. Forget this weekend. Let's look at big picture right now.
Mm-hmm.
You got 12 Big 12 games left, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think I have the number right on that. You got 12 total Big 12 games left. 6 at home, 6 away. What do you need to see? I guess you can put a win total on it in these final 12 games to feel secure that Tech's a postseason team at minimum.
Oh, I would. It's hard to imagine doing anything less than 6-6 in conference play down the stretch.
Do you feel secure if you're 6-6?
I'd feel pretty good about it as long as there's not just carnage and some non-conference stuff around it. And I believe there's 5 non-conference games left. 2 of which are these next 2 Tuesdays, New Mexico here and RGV after that.
Yep.
RGV fresh off of a win in Austin
Yeah.
against the Longhorns. So don't take them too lightly.
No.
And then the final weekend in Tempe, two against Arizona State, one against UNLV.
I don't even know how either of those teams are this year.
And look,
UNLV was good earlier in the year, but I don't think they've done much since.
Yeah, and so there can't be carnage there. You know what I mean? You can't go, oh, we went 6-6, and then we went 1-4 on the non-conference. You know, like it needs to sort of hold serve in terms of winning 3 of the last 5 or 4 of the last 5 or something in those non-conference. You can't be losing at home to RGV or New Mexico, and then, you know, whatever. There needs to be a good number there, and then probably 6-6 in conference play.
Yeah, yeah. And that's talking the minimum of making the tournament. I don't know if there's much you could do to work your way into a host conversation or anything like that.
No.
I mean, you're talking about having a sweep good baseball teams, and you're getting into that sweep territory, which you haven't done at all this year.
Nope.
But the good side is you haven't been swept either, right? I mean, you've been very much what you are, which is a 2-1 or a 1-2 team on the weekends.
Good point.
And it would be hard to expect anything different. And most of the time at home, it's been a 2-1 team at home. So you do that this weekend against West Virginia, you got to feel pretty good walking away from the weekend.
Yeah, I agree. Talking about a first place team, and this is a Mountaineer team that's won 7 Big 12 games in a row. They're fresh off of sweeps at Kansas and UCF. And they were at Kansas and in Morgantown against UCF. So, you know, that's hard to do. It's hard to win 7 Big 12 games in a row, no matter who you're playing. And they're in the top 25 now.
So that's the win total thing. What do you need to see more tangibly from the team itself, non-win related, to build confidence moving towards the postseason?
It feels like, I mean, you know, this team keeps finding these weird ways to lose a game. This game, it's a base run thing. This deal, they don't hit. This one, they don't pitch. You know, it'd be a real deal for them to string together just a good complete weekend of baseball. They were close to that with Houston here.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, Houston's not that good, but and it's so hard to gauge that because the wind was just jacked all weekend.
Pop-ups out.
So it leads to just a sloppier brand of baseball. I don't care how good you are.
Sure.
But, you know, just a clean weekend of baseball is – you know that's what Tim and those guys are looking for.
Absolutely.
Just string together good performances, and, you know, the wins and stuff will follow. Like any coach would say that.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
It's Tech Talk on Double T97.3.
This has been the Tech Talk Podcast, presented by Cantex Roofing and Construction. Check out our library of Double T97.3 podcasts at Double T97.3.com.